from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One day away from preseason football for our Falcons. We'll get a chance to see what they do against the Dolphins. Again, it doesn't count. It's about the work. Get the work in. They got a lot of that in already over the last couple of days. Lots of positive things coming out of Miami for our team, which should make you feel good as a Falcon fan. Coming up in about 25 minutes, Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports NFL writer, will get his take on all the things that are happening around the National Football League. Mike, you were just telling me two big transfers. We were talking about college football and the most important guys. Obviously, it's quarterbacks, and we were talking about Jalen Milroe and Carson Beck and company. But then, you know, with the game week zero kicking off here in a couple of weeks, you were saying there are two big transfers at Florida State. That's who is going to be getting the ball this year?
Well, you were asking me who's going to, you know, who's you got Wilson and Colby. You got big studs, big playmakers going to the NFL, some high draft picks. They got a bunch of dudes, and this is why some people who don't like the transfer portal as a permanent solution, where Lane Kiffin is living, where Mike Norvell has lived.
True. Yeah.
As long as you get the right guys, and the guys they got, Malik Benson, I mentioned, from Alabama, and Jalen Brown, a transfer from LSU.
Oh.
Now, they still mix that with some big recruits. Got a big receiver from Miami that they beat the U out for. But still, that's the debate. Can you keep winning with mercenaries? Because that's going to be the approach. But then there's DJU, and you got a lot of young guys backing him up at quarterback. So you got Brock Glenn is still there, who got some action last year. But that's why I think Haynes King going into that Georgia Tech game in Dublin in week zero could be better prepared and more accurate than DJU has been in his college career.
Yeah.
So that's the concern for FSU fans. And Georgia Tech fans, I think, should be a little excited about this game.
It is. I'm excited to see what Tech has. I am. I want to see them start the season off on a good foot.
Tech defense got to be better.
Oh, my God. They were terrible.
They can't be, you know, again, if Florida State wants to get to a dial-a score, then okay. If you're going to be in the 40s, that's not good for Georgia Tech.
No, and they couldn't stop the run either last year. And Coach came on and talked about it at the ACC Media Days, and he said, look, you know, we went out, hired some guys. They look to be better. They hope to be better this season. 404-726-0929 this hour brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
You know, one day y'all going to believe Nostradamus. One day you guys are going to start believing. I told you that there was a really good chance that Justin Fields could be starting week one against us at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Now, when I said that originally, everybody said, oh, wait a minute, Russell Wilson's the starter. Guess what Mike Tomlin is confirming, Mike? That there is a competition now at the quarterback position.
Very much is a competition. What happens in stadium is weighted heavier than what happens in a practice setting because it's more game-like.
I know that if knowing Tomlin like we know Tomlin and people that cover the Steelers, Fields fits his mold a hell of a lot more than Russell Wilson and his diva routine. Russell Wilson, guys, it is what you've been hearing the last few years. And you saw it play out in Denver. And then, you know, missing a couple of days with a strained calf. You know, that didn't help. Because, and who's the team going to rally behind, too? Who's more likable? This is not what we have here. Cousins is clearly the number one. Penix is earning the respect but his teammates. But Russell Wilson comes in with so much baggage. Maybe some guys in that locker room are really pulling for Fields, as has been written in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Pittsburgh also, by potentially getting Fields to win the job. I'm not going to say they want him to. He's got to earn it. But, Mike, he's 10 years younger. All of a sudden now, this is something that you can look towards the future and say, hey, maybe we found our guy if he performs up to his capabilities. Russell Wilson was asked about his health and wanting to play in the preseason. This is Russ.
Feeling great just to be fully in the practice and involved in doing everything. I mean, I've been involved in doing all the drills and everything for the past, I don't know, 7, 8 days, however many days it's been. But to be fully in there and actually with the team drills and everything else, this feels great.
Russ, is it your intent or desire to play in the preseason?
Yeah, always. I always want to play. I mean, I think anytime you get the strap on the pads, it's a blessing. No matter if it's preseason or if it's regular season, obviously, which matters a lot, and postseason more importantly. So, just to be out with your teammates and everything else. But, the good thing is I get to take everything in and just learn and just be in that stadium for the first time. I can't wait. You know, it's going to be amazing to be in Acrisure Stadium, wearing the black and gold.
That's a lot, Mike. That's a lot.
Sorry. If you're new to the show, for years when Carl and I used to debate about the tiers of quarterbacks and the true elites, I'd always make the argument for Russell Wilson. And I always felt like Pete Carroll was the bad guy and the steal. What's going on in Seattle?
You ever done anything dangerous?
And then you realize, tremendous athlete, and you can't take away what he's accomplished, but man, there's ego and there's a degree of phoniness, which I think is tangible.
Mr. Unlimited. Yeah.
Can you just answer the questions? Wow, him and Arthur Smith are really cut out for each other.
This is going to be
a long answer.
It's going to be interesting. We will see. And it matters, guys, because that's our week one. We got to come out of the gate kicking butt, Mike. And I hope it's against the Steelers. And listen, if Justin's a guy, it makes our job a lot more difficult because he just puts different kinds of pressures on your defense. Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts, boy, Mike, who do you believe here? Do you think there is still a rift? Do you think it's fixable? What's going on in Philly with this report?
If I'm Sirianni, hey, Jalen, if you don't fumble, we probably beat the Chiefs. We're going to be up by three touchdowns in that Super Bowl, at least three scores, right? Touchdown,
sure.
A couple of field goals. For those who don't remember, that was a huge turning point. The Chiefs could not get any traction against that Eagles defense, and that was the big turnaround for them there. But Sirianni just seems like, boy, he's the CEO coach, because the assistants, when he lost his assistant coaches to head coaching jobs, everything fell apart. And then there was a crisis of confidence. They started scrambling. Everything just goes off the rails. You were number one seed, 11-1, and you lose on the road to Tampa Bay. So I don't know if it's irreparable, but, I mean, the Philadelphia media is having a feeding frenzy on this one.
Yeah, here's the latest. It just gets better. So Jalen Hurts reportedly was so desperate to fix the Eagles that he called ex-Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale.
Right. Remember when they put Patricia in charge of the defense.
Because it was a clown show.
And he started retooling the defense midseason, which further exacerbated their downward spiral.
Now, when you start going outside the building, again, you can have friends in the NFL, but it's like, yo, you got any answers to what's going on? Basically, what you're doing is telling everybody else that your in-house coaching is a train wreck. That's what you're saying. And so that strained the relationship between him and Nick Sirianni. And so this is Jalen Hurts talking about it.
Yeah, I was just trying to pick his brain, see what he saw in us, and try and get some tips on some things. Well, I think it's more so for me trying to continue to pour into my cup in terms of knowledge. And, I've had a lot of respect for what he's done, and we've had a lot of success versus him. I think that was a point where we were definitely trying to make a run and make a push, and I was just trying to pour into my cup and knowledge from him and pick his brain on some things. And, a very respectable person, actually a great person, in that a great coach and has a great mentality about how he goes about his business.
So it is interesting, and as we said in Philadelphia, it's a big story on talk radio. I listened to Hugh talking about it. There's a lot of folks that feel, and you brought this up yesterday, they fired Doug Peterson less than 2 years after winning the Super Bowl. They'll fire Sirianni midseason.
They lost 5 of their last 6 regular season games, got eliminated in the wild card round. Obviously, Tampa, right? Beats them. this is not the way you want to be heading into a season.
No, and then
this isn't.
But you realize that Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon really were the brains of the operation. And when those guys left, Sirianni could not fix it. Could not. And the offense, who was it we had on last year that was breaking it down? I forget which quarterback we had. It was basically saying they don't have any intermediate stuff. It's either like going down the field, there's nothing underneath to let Jalen Hurts kind of use his athleticism and move. It's really going counterintuitive to what it should have been.
It is Dukes and Bell, NFL Blitz, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Josh Allen.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Just say yes. Next question. Josh Allen was asked if he misses Stephon Diggs. Do you?
I mean, I think Steph's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. So miss is I don't know if I'd say miss. You know, he was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. So definitely, yeah, you can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working. And, yeah.
That don't sound like he misses him.
No.
No,
I mean, what do you expect him to say? I mean, he's trying to be, I guess, you know, politically correct, as it were.
Well,
I mean,
just, listen, dude made a lot of big plays for you, right, Mike? I mean, here's the deal. Say whatever you want. But I just feel like when he was like, well, miss, that's kind of the wrong word. What else is there? You just lost a big weapon. Now, the question is Josh Allen going to be better with or without Stephon Diggs?
Well, the problem is Stephon Diggs, like we said this at the week they played in the divisional round against Kansas City. They had them in the snow, in the funky weather, right? Everything which the Bills are looking for, and they let them wriggle off the hook. Because, well, let's be honest, Allen made some mistakes down the stretch. I think the play calling wasn't great, but I also think Stephon Diggs drops the ball. I mean, it's a superstar play, and he's a superstar player. and he couldn't make it, and that would have changed the complexion of that game. Now you're telling me you lose him to the Texans. We just talked about Florida State. Keon Coleman is a tremendous athlete, not exactly a burner speed-wise. You got Khalil Shakir. Mac Hollins is up there. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Curtis Samuel. So there is no star wide receiver on that team unless Keon Coleman develops into one.
Yeah, and that means he's going to have a hell of a rookie year. I want to see if Josh Allen can go win with just some guys. Right now, that's what they are. To Mike's point, if Coleman turns into a dude, okay, great. But we're not there yet. All these great quarterbacks, Mike, sometimes have to do this where you don't have a star receiver, and guess what? We're going to go make it happen. Look, it's what makes Mahomes so damn good. Right.
Stephon Diggs was a major diva pain in the butt. They said that about him in Minnesota after he left, and you saw what happened in Buffalo. Now, granted, the head coach didn't help the situation. McDermott last summer offseason, you and I were having so much fun with that in the NFL blitz because it was like, nothing to see here. Did you send him home? No, we had a discussion. Yeah, we sent him home. So it turns out there was a raging argument between him and Diggs.
Yep.
They sent him home. And then all the stuff from the previous year where Diggs is screaming on a sideline. Speaking of mercurial wide receivers, talked about this last segment. If you didn't see the video, it's out there. Metcalf's, he's swinging on cuz. DK Metcalf takes off his helmet. Luckily, the other guy's wearing a helmet, and he has that Guardian cap, which is kind of the poofy shower cap now that everybody has to wear in practice with padding. Kayvon Wallace was the recipient, and that was the Donnybrook that broke down as the guys from NFL Network, Tom Pelissero, talked to one of the actually was head coach Mike McDonald when the fracas breaks out behind him.
It was when I watched it for the first time, I was like, oh. That kind of got carried away quickly. But, yeah, man, yeah, again, don't want to see helmets come off. It's Dukes and Bell as we're talking about all things NFL. We're going to talk to our buddy Frank Schwab coming up and talk to him about this Aiyuk situation. Still no trade as we speak. And what's the holdup? Maybe he knows. We'll find out what he knows. The rumor continues to be that he is, you know, headed to Pittsburgh. It's just a matter of compensation. And really, Mike, I do want to see what this looks like because everybody's like, oh, the 49ers want a first rounder. I'm like, are they really going to give up a first rounder for this guy?
Well, I mean, we've gone back and looked at it. You know, second rounder generally seems to be the area. If you take it all the way back to when Randy Moss got traded, it was a second rounder. That's one of the greatest wide receivers to ever dress out.
Yep.
Quarterback would get you a first rounder. I just don't think that maybe they'll hold out for one if John Lynch will try or multiple picks, including a second rounder, to get it done. Patriots say they're out. Basically, there was a fight between New England media members yesterday at Patriots practice over who would the right information about the Patriots being out on Brandon Aiyuk.
Mm.
So the media in Boston fighting with each other. Everybody wins in that scenario.
No doubt.
Cleveland's still in the mix for Brandon Aiyuk, reportedly, and of course the Steelers, as you mentioned.
All right. Brewers had 16 hits last night. Guess how many hits they have today?
Yeah, it's almost like the Braves should maybe go claim Charlie Culberson to pitch right now.
Let's just say they matched that total from last night. This has been a complete debacle. We're going to talk to Frank Schwab coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we just got an update. And we knew it was bad because of the way that guys reacted yesterday on the field. But Rondale Moore is done for the season. Season-ending knee injury yesterday. So we finally get the update. They have placed Rondale Moore on the reserve/injured list as he was carted off of practice yesterday. So it is a knee. We wish him nothing but the best and hopefully a speedy recovery. But, Mike, he's done, and we said this. Now who steps up? So the preseason just got a little bit more important for some of these guys that are competing for potentially extra reps, including Casey Washington, which is the guy we talked about, rookie out of Illinois. More on that coming up. Let's talk to Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports, NFL writer. Frank, I want to start with this whole Brandon Aiyuk thing because it went from being nothing where it looked like, okay, they're going to get a deal done in 49er land, to now he is up out of there. It's not official, but everybody's talking about Pittsburgh. Why Pittsburgh, and what is the compensation going to be?
Yeah, and that's where it gets really complicated because the 49ers almost need a receiver back, right? Like, there's a team in a Super Bowl window. They're Super Bowl favorite or co-favorite, you know, with the Chiefs. And to just give up a talent like Brandon Aiyuk for 2025 picks, like, I guess I get it. He's so unhappy that you don't think that fence can be mended, but it doesn't help you in the short term when you're trying to win a Super Bowl. So what would the Steelers even give up? Like, they're not giving up George Pickens, I don't think. Like,
right.
So I don't really know how this is going to end up being a fit. And I do wonder if this just all ends up with Ayuk and the 49ers making up. Like, the longer this has gone on, and my colleague Jory Epstein was out at Raiders camp yesterday and talked to Brandon Ayuk's agent for a while, and she came away thinking, you know, that there's 60% chance he's not traded anywhere, because you think about how this has all gone down, and you know, Brandon Ayuk doesn't want to play for the Patriots apparently, and all this is played out very publicly. It's kind of weird. Like, yes. You don't see trades like this play out publicly like this to this extent anyway. And okay, so he doesn't want to play at the Patriots, and nothing has happened with the Browns yet, and it's been 3 days, and you know, the Steelers are in there, but whatever. Like, at some point, don't the 49ers come back and say, all right, well, you know, you went out there, you saw what's available. What about the offer we have on the table? Like, what are we talking about here? Like, right. why not just re-sign with us for this $26 million offer? I don't know what exactly the offer would be there, but you could kind of see this happening where, and it seems also like from these reports, the 49ers are asking for a ton. That leads me to believe they're not really serious about trading Brandon Ayuk. They're right. Just like, okay, well, we'll see if somebody gives a moon to us for him. And that really hasn't happened yet. So I don't know. I think it's all, there's a long way to go in this saga. And I can't even tell you what I think is going to happen, because it's just every day seems like there's a new twist to this thing.
And they still got to, you know, get the Trent Williams deal done. By the way, Ricky Pearsall, who they drafted at the end of the first round, he had a shoulder injury, so they had to take him out of practice. So they're not sure. Not that it doesn't define his season, but they're not getting a chance to really look at him in preseason as well. Frank Schwab's with us, guys, from Yahoo Sports, NFL writer. So is it going to be Fields over Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh?
I don't know. A week ago, I'd have been like, why are we even talking about this? There's zero chance. But over the last week, there's kind of been this sea change, right? Like, where all of a sudden it's like, well, all of a sudden the competition. I mean, all summer, there was really no indication that it was really competition. And then Mike Tomlin, who had, you know, he'd doing his coach speak thing all summer, right? Oh, sure, they're competing, but Russ has a resume, blah, blah, blah. This week, I mean, Tomlin, I don't know, maybe I'm reading into it, but he came out pretty strongly and was like, this is absolutely a competition. It just seemed like a different tone than we've heard. He said preseason is going to weigh more than games, well, or more than practice. Well, Russell Wilson is not playing in the preseason opener. So I think Justin Fields has a chance. Let's put it that way. I don't know necessarily that it's 50-50 right now. I think it's far from 50-50. But what if Justin Fields goes out and balls out this week? Right? Like, all of a sudden, it's like, well, we gave the 36-year-old quarterback $1.2 million. What do we really have invested in this guy? So I think Fields has a chance. I'll say that. And I didn't think he had a chance a week ago. Right now, I think he has a chance to win that job. He still has to go win it. He has to have a really, really good preseason to move them off. Pittsburgh's a stubborn organization, for better or worse sometimes. They have been saying all offseason, Russell Wilson's a guy. So I think it would take a monster preseason for Justin Fields to get them off of that. But I think it could happen. I mean, what's the upside to Russell Wilson at this point at 36 years old? Did he have a great year and you pay him $40 million a year next offseason? Like, what good does that do you? Like, so I think that at some point, maybe sooner rather than later, Fields does get a shot.
I think that's the bigger question for the organization is long-term viability. I agree with you.
Right.
Even if Russ balls out, right. I don't think they're committed to paying him long-term. We're talking with Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, NFL writer. Great preseason stories. Broncos quarterback battle. When is J.J. McCarthy going to play, and how does he look? Drake May doesn't look like he's going to play at all. From an outsider looking in, I'm not going to answer this. Mike's not going to answer this. But from an outsider, Kurt, Frank, that sees what's going on here with Michael Penix, does he make things awkward for Kirk Cousins if he plays well in the preseason games that he plays in for the Falcons?
I don't believe so. I really don't. I mean, I just think the Falcons have a plan here. And I've been I get why people dunked on the Falcons, and I don't agree with what they did, but I also can at least understand their logic. Look, we ruined the Packers for 3 years for the Jordan Love pick, right? Well, look pretty smart today.
Yeah.
All right. Like it's okay to think outside of the box of the most important position in sports, and they did. And I don't necessarily think that it's the worst thing that they have a plan, that Kirk's – basically, we can see this playing out. They plan on Kirk's going to play 2 years for us, and then Penix takes over. And I just don't think they waver off of that. I think unless Kirk is just has lost a lot from that Achilles injury and at his age, which is absolutely possible. We don't know what Kirk Cousins looks like yet. We probably won't until week one. Okay, if Kirk struggles, I think that all of a sudden changes the math. But I don't think there's anything Penix could do this preseason to really make it a question. I think that they have a plan. They're going to go forward with it. I think it's all about Cousins at that point. I think if Penix plays well over the next 3 weeks and Cousins struggles early in the season, then by the time we get to October, we're talking about, well, maybe Penix is the better option, right? But I don't think really there's anything Penix can do this month to change that. Who knows? We've seen weird things happen before. Russell Wilson rookie year over Matt Flynn and all that kind of stuff. But I just don't see it. I just think the Falcons have what they want to do long term at the quarterback position, and it doesn't involve Michael Penix playing football right this season.
And I'm with you. I just said just go get your – if you love Penix, go get him. Spend that money on defense. But they did what they did. And by the way, for what it's worth, we're getting nothing but leadership from Kirk Cousins. He was talking about how the tempo at the scrimmage with the Dolphins was not what you saw in the practice at Falcons camp. So he said that he's basically challenging the team, Frank, to step up. So that's leadership. So we're getting that component from him.
Mm-hmm.
And on to the next.
Yeah, I think – Kirk is one of these guys that just gets – he's gotten such a weirdly bad reputation. Because why? Because he hasn't gone to a Super Bowl. I don't know if the Vikings were some Super Bowl-ready team that he held back. Like, I think Kirk Cousins is a perfectly fine quarterback, and he has been his whole career. And I think with these weapons that he has around him now, as long as the Achilles doesn't really sap a lot of what – not that he's a guy who's overly mobile, but you know what I'm talking about. Right. You know, getting the back of his drops, having zip on the throws, pushing off, being mobile in the pocket when he needs to be. As long as that hasn't sapped him too much, I don't see any reason why Kirk Cousins can't be the same dude he's been, which is pretty good. He was playing really, really good football last season when he suffered that Achilles injury.
Eagles' Nick Foles says he's retiring from the NFL. He's going to be, do it in the home opener for the Eagles. And that's great. I mean, obviously, you know, he was great for them in their Super Bowl run. I'm more curious to know from you, do you think that the fences can be mended between the head coach and the quarterback now and Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni?
Man, I mean, that ESPN story was kind of eye-opening, wasn't it?
Yep.
And part of me says that it doesn't matter because Sirianni doesn't have any power anymore. Like, they basically said, you're not running the offense. It's going to be whoever we hire as coordinator, which ended up being Kellen Moore. So, really, like, it's such an awkward situation there in Philly. It really, at this moment, I'm like, why didn't they just fire him? What are we doing? Like, if you're going to do that to him, just fire him. Just be done with it. But, whatever, he's still there. I think the craziest part of that story that has been discussed a lot by now is that Jalen Hurts calls up Wink Martindale, the Giants defensive coordinator, who, you know, they just parted ways because him and Daboll didn't get along. And Hurts calls him up and is like, what are we doing wrong? Now, I love Jalen Hurts. I really do. I respect the heck out of him improving every year and his work ethic and trying to do everything he can to be the best quarterback he could be. And you could spin that as just that's part of it, right? Like, any information I can get, any edge I can get, I'm going to do it. You can also look at it as, I don't trust my head coach to have the answers here. I need to look to a defensive coordinator who we just played a few days ago, just got fired by the Giants, for some answers here. Even Wink Martindale, I think, in that story said, I've been coaching 30 years and I've never had a player call me like that. So that was completely off the reservation on things, you know, you could expect from to happen. It did, and I think it shined a lot of light on, boy, this is a really, really weird relationship between these two guys. But we'll see. I mean, again, Sirianni might not even be a big factor in Jalen Hurts' life this year because he's really got no power over anything, as weird as that sounds.
Talking with Frank Schwab, guys from Yahoo Sports, NFL writer. So from the dysfunction of the Eagles to the dysfunction of the Cowboys, who gets paid and who gets paid first? When does Dak get his deal? Because we play these sound bites from Jerry, and he just goes on and on. It makes no sense.
Oh, yeah. You could have said that sentence to me in 2008, 2018, 2024. Yeah, Jerry doesn't make sense a lot of times. That's what he does. I love Jerry because he gives us a lot of stuff to write about. But, you know, sometimes Jerry's just prattling on. I think they just find a way to get it done somehow. And it's not going to be pretty by any means. But I can't imagine them being without any of these guys. The one wild card here is, what if you just say we're not paying Dak $60 million a year? Because by then, Dak is going to command $60 million a year. He's going to have another good season. he's a really, really good quarterback, regardless of what some people think about him, and he's got all the leverage. If he hits the open market, the Raiders are going to pay him $60 million if the Cowboys don't. So I just wonder if they just say, look, it's just out of control. We can't pay this guy anymore. He's going to take up however, you know, a third of our cap or whatever the math is there. So I'll be interested to see what that happens. But kind of at the end of the day, I just think these things get worked out. But the Cowboys have done themselves no favors by waiting. Like, you wait on CeeDee Lamb, and now Justin Jefferson signed a $35 million a year deal. And CeeDee's like, okay, well, that's where we start. You know, what's Jerry doing? Waiting to pay these guys never, ever works out. The price never goes down on these guys.
No, it never does. Great stuff. Frank Schwab, thank you so much. Check him out. Yahoo Sports NFL writer. Can't wait till the season starts. We get preseason football this weekend. Appreciate you stopping by.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, we got a lot more to get to. Yeah, man, no man is on the way. It's so bad right now for the Braves, Mike. I can't even tell you who's on the mound.
Well, I can tell you he is a journeyman. Trent, is it Williams? Is that the guy's name? Luke Williams. Luke Williams.
Thank you.
Oh. Who's played on four teams in the last 3 years. And by gosh, he's out there, Carl, and some guys on the Brewers are going to get their butts abused on the flight home.
Boom.
Because he's actually gotten some Brewers out.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this is how bad it is. Now, we've scored 7 runs, but it's been in garbage time.
Yeah, it's the wheels of officially. This is one of those, the wheels have officially come off for the Braves. During the tool race, a fan jumped on the field and got clobbered by security, and then the tools ran into each other, Carl. Even the tool race has run amok.
Wow. All right, guys, coming up, yeah, man, no man's on the way. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle, what's going on today? How you feeling, my man?
Feeling good. And why don't we start with something good as well. From the maker of Eating Dubs, do you think we regret that? Crab cakes.
Wait, you're talking about Jameis Winston.
Old J-Mo. He has his latest entry into his cacophony of weirdisms. The latest one coming after he was asked about a potential bounce-back season for Cleveland QB1 Deshaun Watson.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on. Man, I just rhymed. Can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
This dude. I mean, I honestly, Mike, I
knick-knack, this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
No answers, I mean, for this dude.
I tell you what are we going to do this year? Hey, diddle, diddle, we're going to run it right down the middle.
Yeah, why don't we start doing nursery rhymes all afternoon
What
long?
About the Browns offense?
Do you think we regret that?
Oh. It'd be great if he said, we got everything diddly-eyed Joe to damned if I know, but I know we're going to win some games.
And
how do you feel about it? Tell me how you feel about
and
it.
And he's talking about Deshaun Watson, right? That's what he's talking about there?
Yeah. Yeah, he was asked about how likely it is for Deshaun to make a comeback.
Knick-knack, this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
What an idiot. He's a complete idiot.
I mean, I can't hate the guy. He brought my school a national championship. But, man, he is the gift that keeps giving, man.
Yeah. Listen, you were out the day I went off on Jameis and had a flashback about the Saints game, which is why I asked Caden Ellis yesterday.
Right.
It's got to be personal. If it's not already.
Made him twice.
Yeah. And he didn't give a damn about punching it in and disobeying the coach, allegedly. And the organization was like, oh, we're sorry, Falcon fans. But at the end of the day, everybody saw the scoreboard. And now he's in Cleveland, and Mike, he's doing the things that Jameis does.
Knick-knack, this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
I think it's time for what we need is one of those videos where you see him in practice, where he's hitting the pads and he's falling over and he's just doing something crazy. You know, going through the tires. Either way, look, regardless that he's no longer a Saint, that does not matter, that hell is coming we're coming, I should say, and hell's coming with us when we play the Saints in week 5.
Doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with it.
The exact quote from Caden yesterday, we're coming.
Yes.
Actions speak louder than words. We'll take care of business.
He couldn't have said it any better. I cannot wait until
We play the Saints that week. Now, we got games before that are very important, but I'm telling you right now, get ready, ATL. That's what you're going to hear on this show all week because
we're coming. Don't worry. We got it.
I'm still pissed off. I'm telling you right now. All right, Chris, the Jameis thing, I don't even know what to say.
Knick-knack, this, that.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, now I want to do nursery rhymes the rest of the day. That's where I'm at with this thing. It's crazy. He is bananas.
We could channel our what's his name? Andrew Dice Clay and do some Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yeah.
I don't have enough dump buttons.
Yeah, that's
please.
A problem with that. Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Yeah, that's not going to fly on the radio. But anyway, there you go.
Oh!
Jameis speaking Jameis.
All right, so we got an answer to a question I know a lot of us were sitting on for quite a while now. Is Skip Bayless going to retire? The answer? An unequivocal no. Sir, Bayless announced today at 72 to be 73 by the end of the year, he will not be quitting the sports media game. In fact, he is going to launch a new podcast on a new platform.
Of course.
And is saying he has a bunch of other stuff coming for the upcoming football season. Yeah, man, no, man. Should he take a lesson and just learn when you got to walk away?
I mean, he's certainly amassed a lot of wealth doing his thing. And, you know, it's just the dynamic with him and Shannon was great. I saw that soundbite yesterday where Chris Carter said in an interview he was as close to just punching out Skip Bayless. And I said on Twitter, I'd help send some bail money to help Chris Carter in that one. But, there's still some ways he can make some revenue doing whatever he's going to do, Carl, because he's still got a big following.
He does. That's the thing. Listen, if you love the guy, you're going to check him out. That is the beauty of where we are today in the digital world. And so, yeah, I mean, if he's going to do – here's the deal. It's not going to cost him anything, right? I mean, right. His time, he's 72. He's not under contract to do anything with anybody else. Okay, so if he wants to do this, if people follow him, Mike, and they will because he will say some outlandish things and it will tick people off. But I have no interest at all.
Yeah,
zero.
Again, like we always support everybody hustling his business, you know, but I just, the way he got made his bones, you know, the way he reported things about, you know, Troy Aikman, just awful, awful way of going about things. And just, I can't abide the guy, man. I just can't stand him.
Yeah, you got to just know when it's time to go hit some golf clubs and enjoy the rest of your life, right?
Yep.
All right, one more before we get out of here. This is interesting. We always joke around about our buddies, Mark Raimondi and D-Led and Tori McElhaney, all the lovely guys and gals that cover our team in the Falcons. Now, we trust them to give us what they perceive to be, from their sources, accurate information. Well, a radio host in Boston on 98.5 The Sports Hub questioned longtime ESPN reporter Mike Reese about his sources. He said that he wasn't sure about a report that came out that the Patriots aggressively pursued Brandon Ayuk before eventually dropping out. Well, Reese decided to call into 98.5 The Sports Hub for a 17-minute long back and forth about the validity of his reporting. So basically, you had a radio host popping off saying that I'm not sure this guy knows what he's talking about, or he's trying to paint the story in a positive way from the team. And Reese essentially saying, you are setting a horrible precedent coming on the air thinking that I am being a mouthpiece for the team that I cover. Yeah, man, no man. Whose side you on?
I wish we got more of this here. I mean, honestly, we haven't had a controversy to speak of. Like I told you guys before camp started, things are quiet here with the Falcons. If we get good, God, I hope we do, then it won't be. Mike, we'll have controversies with contracts and players and guys wanting the bag. We haven't had any of that. So I would tell you, if we call a reporter out or if we feel like there's a story that's bullcorn and a reporter feels completely different, Mike, we always say, you know the phone number. Call
right.
us.
Exactly right.
We say the same thing to players. If you think it's bullcorn and we're calling you out, call us. We want to talk about it.
Yeah, I just feel like, especially in this day and age with the way of social media and everything that's so out there and so front-facing in terms of content and coverage, like you said, Carl, it's all out there in the open.
It's out there.
Nobody's hiding anything at this point. So I thought that was very interesting. The conversations on Twitter. It was 17 minutes long, and we're definitely not going to play that here.
But the fact that he went on the air and he didn't get hung up on, I give the radio host credit because he allowed him to at least speak his piece about why he thought, hey, this is why I'm reporting this, and this is what I know. ultimately, that's a win. That's a win for that show.
And for those who don't know, Mike Reese is the D-led of
Good call.
The Patriots. All right, Big O, we got to run. Hit my music.
Yes.
Like when that Titans player kept up, got into it with the radio host in Nashville.
When he threatened to beat him
up? Jeff Simmons, yeah. He said, why are you being such a blank on social media? The guy said, hey, grab a mic, sit down. I don't know what you're talking about, but let's hash it out. That's a proper way to handle it.
No doubt. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Status Truck Trailer Repair, driven by Excellence Building Successful Partnerships. Coming up, 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Mike's got some guy talk. We'll get you caught up on the latest with the Falcons as they get ready for their first preseason game. But when we come back, it's about the deep ball. We'll explain next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.